Hey guys, what's going on? It is your favorite podcast host, Brandon Lynette, your host of The Two Truths and a Lie. And today, let's hope I get it right, okay? First of all, can we just talk about this alert today? It's definitely something that was run by male presence, okay? Because that bitch came 2 minutes before we were ready, okay? It came too early! My phones were on. It went crazy. And I didn't see any zombies or aliens on my way to work. So I was a little bit disappointed. But here's the truth, you guys. We know nothing big was going to happen, right? Like, we really knew, like, nothing big. But I do feel like this is something. There's something behind this. There's a reason they're doing it. And that's what I want to find out. So I'm going to start being nosy as fuck, okay? I'm making my husband listen to his guys to tell me tomorrow, like, what are people talking about? Like, what was this for? It's not just random. Nothing that the government does is fucking random. So I don't trust the motherfuckers. And maybe this wasn't the big launch code for shit, because why would they tell us it's coming, right? They just wanted to make sure how far their reach went, like, that they'll catch every motherfucker, because we're all walking around with this shit, okay? We've all got the smartphones because we're fucking dummies, okay? Literally, I mean, the first few years of my marriage, my husband wouldn't even carry a phone. Like, when I got pregnant, that's when I made him start carrying the phone, because I had bad anxiety. And I'm like, what if I have to get a hold of him for something? Like, I would make him carry the phone, and it never really lasted. But I can imagine there's times in his life where he's like, I should have never been sucked in, you know? I know he feels like that. I think we all do at some point. So anyway, the government has overreached into our personal space. I mean, isn't it enough that they're literally listening to everything we say? Okay. In fact, I'm sure just talking shit about the government has some jack off red flagging me just to see if I'm going to start a civil war, which I wouldn't say is something I would ever not do. But I don't think we're there yet. I think too many motherfuckers are so comfortable. People are comfortable. That's why I don't give a fuck about what the government's doing, because they're comfortable. But shit's going to start getting uncomfortable. I assure you that. I assure you that. So let's get into it, okay? No one can sue over the vaccine mandate if they got fired. Supreme Court approved Trump's seat for Republican in the presidential race. And Pelosi threw a tantrum. So this is super cool, because we all knew this was coming, okay? This whole vaccine mandate, like, we're going to fucking fire people who don't get the jabby jab, that was that was fucked up. And how many people, literally, how many people did it out of desperation to keep their jobs? How many people got this experimental death shot just to keep their jobs? It's a lot of people, you guys. So this is what happened. This is what's happening. Okay. That's my lie. This is not true. Bitches, you get to start suing. Now is your time. Go collect your money and make these motherfuckers pay. Okay. At least, you know, if you got the jab and you have heart problems now, you can at least have some money to get some good health care and maybe, you know, enjoy some time out on a yacht or something. I don't fucking know what you would do, but I'm saying make them hurt. Okay. So the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is, it's a part of the federal government. And I think, bitch, I keep telling myself I need to do a quick, just dumbed down podcast, like basic fucking government talks. You guys know what I'm talking about. Okay. I really need to do this. So anyway, they've already sued two businesses for firing workers, that had, you know, fought tooth and nail for exemptions for religious reasons, whatever, you know, whatever their reasons were. And yeah, they're fucked. They're getting sued. And it's already happened in the Supreme Court. There was a Postal Service mail carrier who sued. Hi. Hi, you guys. There was a service mail carrier who sued after the service refused to accommodate his request not to do the things. Okay. So it's absolutely possible. If you know someone who got fired, get a fucking lawyer. Literally. I want everybody suing these motherfuckers. If you were forced, especially our guys in the military, that was some sneaky shit. I don't give a fuck about you, you know, like the NFL players and the NBA players. Like, fuck you guys. Okay. fuck you guys. You got the jab, so what? You know, whatever. You don't need to play basketball on TV if it's really your passion. Just go fucking play basketball. You don't have to do whatever. So I don't think those guys, you know, fuck them, whatever about them suing. But for real, like, if you know people that got, you know, got fired because they didn't want to do it or they had to get it to keep their job, y'all are entitled to your compensation. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that, right? Like, I mean, that's what happens. The government starts doing these little secret hush-hush payouts to shut people up. That's exactly what happened with vaccine injuries, okay? Vaccinating kids. Literally, they all but admitted, okay, what's fucking kids up. And the fact is that you sign a piece of paper saying if something happens, you can't sue them. They can never get in trouble. And even when they'll admit it, there's been some secret hush-hush payouts in cases because people got lawyers and people fought and they won when it came time for that. So can I say for 100% what comes from vaccinating your babies? Fuck yeah, I can. Because if you follow the numbers, if you follow the science, and a lot of people want to just follow the science, look in some different areas in our world that don't have vaccines, and then look at the rate of kids that are fucked up, okay? That are, you know, challenged in life. The proof is there. The proof is there. So anyway, go get your shit, okay? Go get your money. Let's get to our next topic. Absolutely, the Supreme Court gave
the nod, okay? Which we all
that was going to happen. We knew that was going to happen. Shit, you guys, my microphone cord is scrolling out. So if the sound was bad, thanks for your patience. This weekend, I promise, I just haven't taken the time. I will fix that. So stay with me. I'll try to stay more vigilant on watching the screen to make sure the shit doesn't unhook. Oh, busy life of a busy mama. You guys know I'm homeschooling my kids, okay? I homeschool 4 of them now. And literally, this is my daughter today. She's 9. It was a very challenging day. She's 9 and our window for stuff is not big. Meaning if she's in a shitty mood, we waste a lot of time because she just is. It's just very dramatic situation. And that's what happened today. You know, she's in between the 3rd and 4th grade for, you know, her skill level. And we're going through math today. And we do, first of all, she clicked for an easier section, which I don't allow her to do that because she'll tell me, Mom, it's hard. And I'm like, yeah, babe, like that means we're learning something when we're challenged. If we already know everything, we're not learning and we're not progressing, we're not growing. Do you want to stay in the 3rd and 4th grade forever? And she's like, no, but she hits easier. Okay, so now she's just adding like 3 and 4 digits. Not long digit or 3 or 4 numbers together. So we're doing like 7 plus 3 plus 4 plus 1. And she's like, what even is this? I mean, this girl flat out was like, I would have given her an Oscar for her acting award. She was like, I don't even know this stuff. What even is addition? Girl, it was a lot. But that's how I spend my days, you guys. Like just, you know, putting out fires, trying to get as much accomplished in a day and keep my sanity and, you know, whatever it is. I juggle. I balance a lot of energy here. It's interesting. So yeah, the cord's on hold. That was my whole point of the story. Thanks for letting me go on the rant. I get it. So yeah, anyway, Trump is getting his seat and I don't see why he wouldn't. Okay. Yes, the stage is getting tight and we're going to have to narrow shit down. But are you kidding me? Like the Democrats paid some guy to run. I don't even know what his name is, like Cuomo or some shit. I don't know. Cortez. Correct me. You guys can correct me tomorrow. I wasn't even really paying attention to that because it's such a snooze fest. Okay. Yawn. And then we've got, you know, the rhino who's just running around trying to make a name for himself by talking shit about Trump. So let's win all the Democratic votes by talking shit. And I don't know. I just don't trust everybody. You guys, I have issues with politicians. Okay. Like, fuck them. We just need to like clean house 100%. No more politicians allowed. This is why I'm telling you guys, there is no man in this country that's ever going to have power over your family, okay? So it doesn't matter if we love or hate the president. Like, it doesn't matter who's in the seat right now. what's important is how you're raising your kids and the generation that is unfolding for our, you know, lineage. 100%. It is about taking care of your home and raising your kids right. So we want these masculine men to get back in the streets and handle shit. Okay. I'm talking about like that Old Testament shit. Like, let's go. 100%. I'm going to read some articles today. Just some quick news clips to show you guys kind of what the media is talking about. Because they're not talking about anything. They're not going to talk about, you know, anything other than keeping shit that's going to keep people scared. They're not talking about the lawsuits. Okay. Your little MSN or what is it? I don't know. Fucking Fox News. No, Fox News. I don't know. News stations anymore. CNBC. They're not talking about companies getting sued about the shots. Okay. Cause they don't want you guys to have that power. They don't want you to know that it's possible. They want you to think like you're fucked. That's it. And then last but not least, absolutely. It's true that Pelosi threw a tantrum. That bitch finally got vacated. And my question is, how the fuck was she still there? Like this hag, I just can't. How is she still there? You know, I mean, you sell your soul to the devil and then what happens? Like these people just make me sick. They make me sick. And I told you guys I was going to get a report of like what they earn versus like what they're worth. So it's just, we'll just do a little simple math here. Okay. What was she making? Like 230, I think it's like between $220,000 and $230,000. Okay. That's what she is making. This bitch is worth over $100 million. Over $100 million. That's her worth. How do you get rich as a how do you connect the dots for me? Connect the dots for me. So those were our top articles, okay? And then I want to just talk about some other things that I found today when I was perusing the internet. And as tempted as I am, I'm like, man, I just want to talk about how much we feed into celebrity gossip, okay? Because I thought for a minute, I'm like, man, I should just talk some shit. I should throw out some jokes, okay? But I'm not going to do it because I don't even want to say names. I just don't want to breathe life into it. But I scrolled on Facebook before I went, you know, to the internet, to the interwebs. And I was like, fuck, I just want to kind of see what the trending topics are. Okay. And it's all a lot of celebrities, people on reality shows. I found some information on that. And I go straight to the comments. You know, we all do that. We go straight to the comments when we see something that we're like, what the fuck? And we go to the comments. And everybody's like, you got to cancel this. I'm tired of hearing about this. Stop talking about them. But every time you're commenting, every time you're reading the article, like you're feeding into the bullshit. Okay. And telling people like, I unfollow this page. I can't even respect you anymore. Nobody gives a fuck. Okay. So it's about really just stop paying attention. It's the cycle that we're in, that we're feeding the government and we're feeding big pharma. We're feeding into their bullshit. They want us scared. They want us fat. They want us happy. Literally, did you guys see the movie WALL-E? It's so cute. I mean, it was a watch and rewatch for us a lot. In fact, it was one of my kids' favorites. So when I say we watched it a lot, we watched it a lot, but that's literally the track we're on. That's what they want. And we have to take responsibility for our homes. If you get anything from this podcast, other than the fact that I talk a lot of shit, okay? If you get anything from here, I want it to be that you have to handle your own shit. You have to take responsibility for your family. 100%. It doesn't fucking matter who the government is. It does matter. I want you to give a fuck. But at the end of the day, they're still not going to have shit to do with the legacy you have inside your family. Okay? That's important. If we want to take our power back, we have to raise our kids to get rid of the swamp. Like, we have to raise our kids to get rid of the career politicians. 100%. Like, kids are literally groomed. Probably right off Epstein's Island. That's probably where all these fuckers came from, because I can't imagine that they had any real, you know, loving home. It was just been a career picked politician. Like, it's in your bloodline. Let's go. We're just a bunch of pedophile sick motherfuckers and we're gonna, you know, keep it going. No, we need to get rid of the politicians. 100%. We want business people. We want people who give a fuck about our country. Imagine that. I don't give a fuck who a person is as a person. Like, I don't give a fuck. There's so many people that don't like me, but guess what? My core values are fucking rock solid. Rock solid. Nobody can talk shit about that. You may not like me as a person, but I guarantee I got my shit straight. You know? We don't give a fuck who people are personally. I don't have to hang out with you. What I give a fuck about is number one, where's my fucking tax money going? Where's my tax money going? Am I paying for the sex trafficking that you guys keep covering up? Is that what I'm paying for? Am I really putting my money into the laundering pit in Ukraine and it's coming back for this whole fucking Clinton Foundation? Oh, that's all we need is for like the head demons to have more money to shell out. Imagine how many people are, you know, I was going to say sucking their dick. Can I say that here? How many people are sucking their dicks to get a hand in that money? You know, let me be a slave to the Clintons because I'll get rich. Yeah, if that's all that mattered, go for it. Go for it. Here's the thing. I don't know what they believe. And maybe it's the secret pact they have, like on this demonic cult, right? Maybe it's the secret pact of like, you will live forever. That's why they drink baby blood and eat baby fetuses. And that's why they're doing that stuff. Okay. Maybe that's the trick. They are going to live forever. Because last time I checked, literally, okay. And I trust the good book, you guys. God is at the top of everything here. And he's not imaginary because the devil himself knows he's real. And the devil himself wanted his approval. Okay. So that shit's real. At the end of the day, what I know to be true is none of us make it out of here alive, and we sure as fuck don't bring our money. That shit's not going with you. So my question is, like, what is the point of like stockpiling all this greed for generations and whatever? I get wanting to have money. Fuck. If we won the, I think there's a big drawing tonight. I heard people talking about it. I might be wrong. People are talking about a big, it's like $1 billion or something. I mean, if we won that, we'd spend it. What's the point in saving it? Where's that going to go? Like, you know, we would help the Underground Railroad fucking get some firearms for more guys, hire more retired veterans, all of that to get more people out there to rescue the babies. How come the government isn't funding a whole entire sector for people to rescue our babies? Oh, that's right, because they're the ones fucking taking them, right? I saw the clips from Hawaii. I literally saw... I see it, okay? And I know it's not a joke. There are kids missing. Kids, how convenient. Kids, here we go with the kids again. It's sickening. It's sickening. And the whole world is just like, whatever. Whatever, who cares? He sniffs hair, he touches little boys, he molested his own kids. It's not a big deal. He's totally fit for running our country. You realize other countries have every right to want to kill us right now. We're a fucking joke. And they're saying it to our face. Literally. If I didn't live in this country, I'd want to bomb this country. I swear, it's crazy. How embarrassing. Get your shit together, people. I don't give a fuck if you've never cared about politics. You still don't have to care about politics, but you better start caring about policies. Policies. Got it? Start caring about policies and start putting people in that are going to give a fuck about what is happening to our shit. How much is gas going to be next year? How much higher is our spending going up, our grocery bills, without getting an influx of cash coming in? And if you're smart, you would do what a lot of myself and a lot of my friends do, because we can't trust the government and I don't know what's going to happen. I can leave my financial future in their hands 100%. You need the side gig. Absolutely. You need a side gig. Everybody does. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you can message me because I'll show you. It's fucking social selling from your phone. And you can, not even with me. It's not even something that you would have to join with me. I'm saying you could find a thing and I will literally fucking help you build your own empire. Like, fuck these people. You cannot trust them. Yeah, we have to take care of our own shit. What kind of parent are you being? How are you influencing your kids? What conversations are you having with them? And start giving a fuck about the policies. give a fuck about the policies. I don't care if we have someone running that is the nicest, most incredible, charming, handsome, just perfect packaged man running for president that says all the right things. If he doesn't line up with my policies, he doesn't get my vote. And some cocky, self-centered, arrogant bastard, if I liked his policies and he walked the fucking walk, you got my vote. You got my vote. Start looking into policies, you guys.
I told you I was going to check out some articles, so let's do that. Just some, it's just this world. This world. So this is what the news reported on today. It was nothing about the alerts. It was nothing about anything. There was a little something, and I didn't read into this because I don't know. The White House keeps canceling student debt after Supreme Court ruling. That article's out there. I'm not opening it. So I don't need to know how else they're funneling money for whatever. But here we go. So this is all NBC News. These are their top linked, clicked on articles. Okay. So this is what we care about because we're sick fucks. Okay. This is what we're driving the media for. A woman who posed as stranded motorist and killed college student in robbery pleads guilty. Senator Bob Menendez's wife struck and killed a pedestrian with her car in 2018. That's interesting because why are they talking about it now? 5 years later, why is that news now? And don't we know that every politician has like the card? Isn't that what they call it? Like they get their card, so they get away with everything. It's all a cover up. I can't imagine if we started pulling everyone's skeletons out of their closet. And I love, bitch, this was one of my favorite arguments when President Trump was running for president. Like women, I'm not talking like women. I'm talking like, you know, these fanatical people that were born with vaginas that act like men and are outrageous. Like I can't explain the people I'm picturing, but they're just fucking crazy ass bitches. Just so upset about the way Trump talked about some girl. Okay. I promise you bitches, I've been bartending for a long time. I've heard your guys say a lot worse. I promise you. And we're out there like judging someone for something so stupid, for being human, when I promise that your people have probably said much worse. I've listened to it my whole life as a bartender. Nobody's perfect. Okay. So whoever's up there, whoever we get up in that seat, he's not going to be perfect. He's not going to be everything. No one's ever going to check all the boxes. You know that meme? There's a meme that goes around that says, if you want to make everyone happy, be an ice cream truck. That's bullshit. I know a lot of people that don't like ice cream. There is not one thing in the world that makes the entire world happy. Not one thing. You know, it's just impossible. It's impossible to please everybody. So vote on policies. That's the most important thing, is you find these policies and you hold them close. Okay. And we vote for freedom. Freedom is important. And I feel like if we're out here and we're building this foundation, it's got to be built on God. So if I've got someone up there that wants to go against everything, that is not okay with prayer, that is not okay with bringing God into home and everywhere else. I'm not talking religion, okay? I think that divides people 100%. But I'm saying bringing in that power, that's important to me. If there is no foundation, if there is no acknowledgement of God as this, as the higher power, then that's not the right path for me, 100%. And I mean, a lot of guys have that right now. A lot of guys that are running, that's fine. That's cool. I am happy about that. But you guys got to figure this out. You got to figure it out. Get into your policies. Do some research. The news is stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, we're just playing into their shit. We're like putty. And they're just creating monsters out of us. And we're letting them. Take control of your home, bitch. That's it. lead your kids the right way, get them solid, because the best weapon they can have right now is definitely that full armor of God, 100%. Not one part of me was worried about, you know, if they really did send out some kind of energy signal or whatever. Bitch, mine's covered. My shit's covered. I ask for that protection every day. It is a literal intention when I wake up, handing God the things I can't handle, asking for help with the things I can, and just thanking him for all the blessings I have. Nobody can carry the weight of the world. If not for that, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine anyone who doesn't realize that that's an outlet for them to be able to carry that. So anyway, you guys, that's it for the show today. Thanks for tuning in. I did get it right. The two truths and a lie. And yeah, let's fuck around and find out tomorrow.